This is the authentic voice of the people.
It's a community station.
AM 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Steve and Lou Show. Lou Feliciano and Steve Mayo. And the phone number here is 914-636-0110. And I'm going to get it started, and then Steve's going to jump in. Tomorrow, everybody, Trump has to report to Miami-Dade County Federal Court. He's being held on indictments for over 26 charges. This is crazy. My thing is that I find it ironic, you know, before I say anything about ironic, let me just put it this way, is I don't condone if somebody did something wrong, they should be charged. You know, nobody should get a free pass. I just put that out there. And, I think that you look at Trump or whatever like that, and nobody's above the law. That being said, but look at a guy who's running for president. The opposition is charging him, okay? You're looking if it was the other way around, everybody. If this was, if there was a Republican president and the Democrat was being on charged and charges or whatever like that during election time, election fraud, with all this stuff that's going on, if this was a Democrat, they'd be claiming white supremacy. They'd be claiming all these charges against the Republican, which is totally bogus. All right. Number two, you look at the charges or whatever, you know, with the documents he said supposedly had. You know, I don't know what those documents were. Maybe he should have declassified them. I say that wholeheartedly, because if he would have declassified them, we wouldn't be in this mess that it is now. He should have declassified them when he had the chance to declassify them. But you can't, you got to look at it this way, though. I think he's getting railroaded. That's how I see this. You have President Obama, who's got documents. You got Joe Biden, who was vice president, has documents. You had the documents for Hunter Biden that they the laptop and everything they never did nothing on yet. You have the Hillary, Whitewater. You go back to Whitewater with Hillary even, okay? And these were never proven yet. But they want to get Trump. Why? Because he's the leading candidate against the opposition with a higher average than anybody else running. He has over 25% more votes right now than anybody in the polls. He's up more than 25% than anybody. And matched to against Biden right now, he's ahead of Biden by about 4 or 5 points. So to me, there's a red flag what goes up on all this, Steve. Steve?
For sure. Well, Nick, a very good subject. Obviously, we have to, can't ignore it. It's the elephant in the room. Let's face it, Lou. Polls do indicate something, but also let's remember some of the sources of the polls. 90%, by my figures, of the media, say reporters, newsreaders on TV and cable, are Democrats or left inclined. Let's be general. Well, how are they going to report polls? How are they going to report on Trump, Lou, if they want the conservative Republican to lose? What you do is you make sure Trump is nominated, right? So we discount DeSantis or Tim Scott, who's a very decent, capable guy. I think he'd make a very good candidate. I'd like to know more about him. But what do you do if you're against Trump and you're in the media and you're in the leftist elite that runs Hollywood? You heard them last night, right? Yes. On those Tony Awards?
Yes.
Yeah. What do? You pump Trump up. You pump Trump up for the primary. And then when he wins, presumably if their thinking holds, You make sure he loses to whatever Democrat runs. Believe me, these people are not in love with Biden. He's an embarrassment. We know that. And his, certainly his crimes, Lou, against intelligence and confidentiality are no less than Trump's, probably worse. And you mentioned Hillary Clinton. What are they thinking? Are there 47 counts against Trump? Is that a number that's been said?
20-something, I
think. Okay, 47, 27.
Yeah.
Correct me, please. How many documents did she apparently abduct from the government and then destroy? 33,000?
Yes.
Is each one of those a count? We know, Lou, to your point, all these people could be charged. Should they be charged? I personally think we should get out of the trial by television business and get to honest general elections. And that's where our great Republican Democratic traditions are upheld, not by media circuses, but by honest, serious elections. And to me, Democrats know about serious elections. Republicans in New York, New Rochelle, Westchester County have to wake up, get organized, start filling those district leader positions and make yourself competitive. Because until then, if you're riding on Trump, DeSantis or Scott, you can kiss this election goodbye. Lou, your issues are real, legit. I think this is a discriminatory prosecution. It's closer to a persecution of former President Trump, who I, like you, think his best years are behind him. Move on. Get out of the way. You're hurting people who supported you. I voted twice for him. I won't vote a third time for him if I know it's going to be thrown away into the wind. Time for some new blood. And Republicans, time for some energy.
Well, I got to put it this way, too, Steve. Trump's his own worst enemy. He's his own worst enemy. If he would have just kept his mouth shut. See, I'm just hoping they don't make a circus tomorrow at this court. I just hope that when they go down to Florida Day tomorrow and the people are there, he don't call up, hey, listen, I need 2,000 people here acting crazy and tumbling cars over or whatever like that. I hope that he doesn't do this.
I agree.
Because, you know, he reminds me of that of John Gotti. Remember when they trialed John Gotti in court, in federal court in Manhattan? Yeah. Or whatever, they had people turning over cars and everything, cause a scene to distract the case or whatever. I just hope he don't fall into that trick bag. Because a lot of Donald Trump is about him, he has to be top dog.
Spontaneous. And you're right. Let's face it. Much as I respect the good he's done and embarrassed by the bad he's done and his style, which pretty much stinks, not the first word I'd call use. Let's face it. He has thuggish tendencies. Like all successful politicians, on a national level, I will show you actions of George W. Bush, Bush Sr., Jr., Obama. Every president gets into that office, thinks he can rule the world with just the wink of his eye. Well, Trump knows. He just makes a call. I think it's wrong. I don't think he should be calling on supporters tomorrow because it'll get out of control. Another January 6th. Heaven forbid. It's a false issue. Trump, act like an adult.
I agree. And you know, and you hear Pence is coming out of the gate, knocking him. You hear the Bridgegate guy, Christie. He's knocking him. Yeah. But, you know, with me, when I hear Christie, how can you give this guy any credit? Because he had he was running for office, and the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, wasn't supporting him. So what does he do? He ties the two farthest end toll booths down so nobody had to, they had to go through his city, caused a traffic jam over there. Just God forbid somebody was on that trying to get over that bridge going to Columbian Presbyterian, or somebody was late for a funeral or something, or a very important job meeting. You know, he closed the whole bridge down. So he's an idiot in my eyes.
Absolutely no example.
No example. So he can't, he has no room to talk. That's how I see it.
He must think he is going to just plow into this mess of media nonsense and candidate, you know, over stimulation, and he's going to win. What, as the voice of reason? Christie is not credible. He's pathetic. Let's get somebody new. Doesn't have to be young, but somebody who hasn't run before. Let's see something now.
All right, the phone number is 914-636-0110. All right. Bruce, you there?
Yeah, here we are, and you guys are missing the second half of the big picture.
I know.
The big picture show's about to start, guys. There are two trials at once. And there's 180 million jurors, because this trial with Trump is not going to happen. It's going to get delayed. The big date of the trial is going to be Election Day. On the right side, we got the basement boxes. Mm-hmm. On the left side, we got the basement Biden. Okay, we got two referees. We got RFK Jr., the vaccine denier, and we got Ronnie DeSantis, the book burner. What's going to happen is this is a big show. This is going to be absolutely fabulous. What you're saying today doesn't mean anything. There ain't going to be no trial. We're going to have this thing go through. We're going to have a big election. I don't know how many people will vote. I won't be surprised if we hit 200 million. But that's the jury pool. That's the whole jury. That's what's going to decide two criminal decisions at once.
Are you saying that the open conduit at the Mexican-American border is that wide that will add maybe, what, 10, 20 million more voters? Is that possible?
Well, I don't know about that, but we got 6 million so far, and we got another year to go, right?
Oh, please. 6 million? Easily another 11 to 12 million. But who would want to say that with certainty? But what you're proposing is the stuff of spy novels. I don't know if our audience goes back enough. Failsafe, Manchurian Candidate. Bruce, I know you know about that. Scary scenarios.
All right, Bruce, thank you for the phone call.
Thank you. We'll be right back after that quick break.
VOX.
Every month.
The most fun in the morning. Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
I pulled into Nazareth. I was feeling about a half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell?
We're talking about very ugly and unconstitutional scenarios. We're talking about playing with elections. I give the Democrats credit for greater sense than that, but I have to tell you, taking away parties, Lou, this nation, with the Trump over-indictment excess and thoroughly unjustified, when you think of Biden's known activities using his Corvette and multiple locations for depositing of classified documents, we are beginning to look like, my apologies to our South American friends, Bolivia North. You know, you've heard it before. We are third world right now. We're pathetic. The Democrats are acting like thugs, and the stupid Republicans are responding like unsuccessful street gangs. It's not the best of our nation. We're looking like the worst of the banana republics, and I'm telling all parties involved, we better get on track. Remember our Constitution. Remember our respectful traditions. We're losing sight of that, Lou, but I don't think Bruce's scenario is that crazy or far out if you take these things to their logical conclusions.
All right,
Vince, you're on the line?
Yeah, hey, guys, how you doing? Hi. I'm about to head into City Hall. They're having the primary debates for all of the Democrats running for all of the offices starting at 6 o'clock, so that ought to be interesting. Should last for a while. So that ought to be curious. Just a couple of quick things.
Hold on, Vince. Pointedly, how many Republican primary debates are there?
None. There are no primaries in the Republican Party.
Incredible. Does that mean they're united and they're smart and they're well-funded? No, doesn't mean that.
That I don't know.
Well, I tell you, I do know. They don't. They haven't. Please proceed.
Well, the only things I just wanted to mention before I head in, On the Trump situation, they may have him on some of these issues of, well, you have some documents, you shouldn't have had them. Okay. But here's the dilemma. Number one, if that's all it is, that he has some documents you shouldn't have had, do we really want to make America look like a third world banana republic and prosecute an ex-president who happens to be the front runner for the next election?
That's what I said from the beginning.
We've been saying that from the beginning, Vince.
That could be handled so easily.
Yep.
However, that's another question maybe for another day. But now that we have proven time and again the falsehoods put forward by the FBI, by the Justice Department, by the others to get warrants to spy on his campaign in 2016, all of that stuff over the years, coupled with this, and then the capper on the cake, the difference between the Hillary issue and this. This issue shows Trump may have had documents. He wasn't shopping them around to people. It didn't prove that he was hiding something of his own wrongdoing. But Hillary's case is exactly what I'm talking about. Those 33,000 emails that she bleach bit, the phone that she just hammered to death and destroyed, possibly had evidence of her own wrongdoing. So that's the big difference. And Hillary was allowed to walk. So let's see what we do. But on tonight's debates, let's see how Leanne Merchant explains getting $60,000 from a real estate developer in town and still gets the endorsement of the Working Families Party. So I'm going to go inside and hear this.
All right.
He'll go humana, humana, humana. All right, guys. I'll catch you later.
All right. Thank you, Vince. Thank you so much.
A
lot of good points, Vince. All right. Let's get Joanne's next. Joanne, you there?
Yes, hi, you guys. Just want to say hi, and real quick, Vince just said everything that I had on my mind. I heard him earlier on another show, Jeanine Rose show, rightly so. He was great. So that's that. I will skip over Trump for now because, you know, we know all that.
Yeah,
you know,
you
just
yes,
said it.
Absolutely.
Lou said it. So the thing I want to just say to bring to you, but I have to tell you, I am a Trump supporter again because I do see, I can overlook, to me, I don't even like to call him potty mouth like you two do. I know you do. But that's okay. That's okay. Only one thing he said that it was offensive, very offensive. But beyond that, like every other man practically, not every, but 90%.
Joanne, so you're tearing me up. Joanne, you're tearing me up. I'd like to know what he said that offended you really and truly. But don't take up our time tonight. Another time.
Oh, well, listen, yeah, well, the P-Mal thing, I mean, to me,
that was
very offensive. But that was the only thing. I don't care about I don't like the bragging, and I don't like the calling of names.
Okay,
to other,
we know that, Joanne.
So all that is, we know all that stuff, but I am still a supporter because I still see he's got a lot of fight in him. I wish he would pick the right vice president, and I'm going to just talk about that for one second, that I love Tim Scott. Yes, I do. And you know what? One of the ladies, too, if you have to have a female in there, they're good. I don't think any of that. And Chris Christie, forget. Oh, please. He also closed the beach down one day, which you didn't talk about.
I've heard of him.
So he could.
Shameful. You never close the beach.
Yeah, but not to say it again.
Never close the beach. I'm being facetious. I understand. He abused power. He definitely is an abuser of power.
He abused a lot of power in Jersey.
He is a, but anyway, but as far as, so there are other people, and I think they're all good, but I don't think there's anyone as strong, and we need Trump with his foreign policies, with his foreign dealings. I think he is, I mean, he's the only one, I think, on that. Okay, the thing is, if he picks the right, but if, I mean, I'm just saying if, but I also feel there's a part of me that doesn't want him in there because they will destroy him. Again, they'll put him in the ground this time, and I'm sure of it, the Democratic Party, because I just think they're horrible. Anyway, Vivette Ramaswamy, you know the name? Have you ever seen him?
Yes, yes.
He's running?
Yes.
Okay,
he's got a lot of good points, the guy. He does got a lot of good points. He's got a lot of good points.
I think
does he have
strong
enough juice? I don't think so.
I want to tell you, though, did you hear him on, what impressed me most on him was his, about China and
really, yeah, his ideas on China was very good. I thought he was very good with China.
Mimicking Trump, though.
Yes.
Mimicking Trump, because that's all stuff Trump said, and they're not letting him. Right. We need out totally from China, totally, with our medicines, with everything. Okay, so that's that. All right, that's it. Being said, I just really need to let you go on, and I'll be listening.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Joanne. All right, let's get to the next caller. Caller, you're on the air. Lorraine?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi. I'll be quick. My patience is being tested. I just received a postcard from the Westchester County Board of Elections. My polling place has changed again. I can't believe this. I've been all over New Rochelle to vote. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous.
What's that about?
for November's
election. I understand
election.
That, but do you see a cause behind it, or is it just happenstance?
I don't know. Do they just not want my district to vote or give them an easier time or place to vote? I mean, we usually went to the library. Yes. I mean, we first were Holy Name, then the tennis club, then Salesian, then the firehouse, and then the library, and now we go to Barnard.
Very
makes
curious.
No sense.
Well, you know, if I may, yes. Lorraine, it's an interesting issue. I haven't faced it. I've had my polling place changed, too. But if we have trust in government, local yes. and federal, we don't look into questions like this. I think you raise a good point. Let's face it, Lorraine, with the new technology and the new capabilities of technology through the new voting methods, you would think the place where you vote is of lesser importance, right? It's not like if you meet at the wrong place, you're not going to have your vote counted. It's a curious question you've raised, Lorraine. I'm going to ask further about it. It's strange in this
well,
age.
Steve, why play hopscotch?
Absolutely.
They might as well put a Dropbox.
Right.
They should put a Dropbox down at the circle where I live and let me send me the paper and I'll drop it in there.
Of course, but these critical little geographic questions are held so guardedly. Let's find out if there's more to it. You're right.
Yeah, I'm going to call them tomorrow morning and say, what's the deal? You know.
I would, Lorraine. I would.
Good question. Good,
very good question.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
Lorraine.
Hey.
Bye-bye. Bye now.
There's a healthy skepticism, Lou.
All right. We'll be right back after the top of the hour, me and Steve. And the phone number is 914-636-0110.